So every summer, our family usually takes a trip to be with my in-laws. It's one of the fun things that we get to do. I know I'm saying about my in-laws, but it's a fun thing, but it really is a fun thing to do, where we go to spend a few days with my in-laws. They have an in-ground pool, and they open that up for us, and for several days, the cousins come over, Cindy's brother and sister-in-law come over, and we spend time sitting by the pool. The kids play games. We enjoy barbecuing and just having fun together, maybe some cornhole and sitting by the pool. And so it's a really, really nice time. Well, my mother-in-law is, like most grandmothers I've ever met, desiring for this time to be a wonderful time for the grandkids. She really breaks out all the stops. She loves to see her grandkids happy. And not only do we hang out by the pool, which is always a lot of fun, but for many years, my in-laws have taken us on trips around the state of Connecticut, which is where they live. And so we do these day trips where we might go and explore someplace. And one of our favorite family trips is to a place called the Adventure Park in Storrs, Connecticut. The Adventure Park is right down the road from UConn, and which is always fun to kind of go back to some of my roots there. But beyond that, what's also very interesting is if you don't know it's there, you might drive right past it. There's a little sign that says Adventure Park Storrs, but if you didn't know, you might go right by it because it's not this big theme park, even though it is a theme park. It is hidden up in the trees. It's an adventure park that lives up in the trees. There are 9 trails, there are 28 zip lines, and there are 106 different challenges for children ages 3 and up. And everything that I'm telling you about is up off the ground. Now, if you're a person who doesn't like heights, I can understand this not being your cup of tea, but I can assure you that even those in my family who are not really big fans of being up off the ground have a fear of heights. They've tackled this experience because it's so safe and it is so fun. Now, one of my favorite trails on this experience is called a Pine Rush, and it's a zip line that goes from one side of the parking lot to the other. It's about the size of a football field. And you just do a zip line across this entire place. And once you get to the end of that zip line, the next obstacle that you get to is trying to walk on these like wooden peg things that are kind of like on stilts, and you try and walk across to this other platform. So it's maybe from here to the first pew. And I have to walk across these things. And once you get to that point, if you want to continue on to the course, there are several others, maybe 5 or 6 others that you can do. Or from that place, you can hook into a rappelling line that will just let you down to the ground. You can take a break and you can stop and you can go all the way down to the ground, about 25 feet below. Are you with me so far? Anybody understanding where I'm going? Okay, good, because this is where it gets interesting. Now, the first time I ever did this course, I did all these things I was telling you about. I got over to that platform, and at that point, I decided I was going to take a break from this particular one. The stuff that was there looked a little bit more challenging than I wanted, and so I just said, hey, I'm going to unhook myself from the course, and I'm going to go connect myself to the lowering apparatus, and then down I go. And from there, they tell you, just hook yourself in and just take a step off the platform, and it'll just slowly drop you down to the ground. Now, me being me, I kind of sat there and I wonder if you could go head first. I just wondered, like, you know, if you could kind of go, like, think you're like an Army Ranger and just kind of go upside down and kind of go, could I go? How far out could I lean before I would just, you know, go down? And I wanted to try and do it, but I tried so hard, but I could not keep my feet on that platform and just even get horizontal. Like, I just got to about this point and I just kept going. I could not do it. I tried several times, but I could not get myself to just go and kind of fall and free fall like that. I knew in my mind that it was completely safe. I had seen others step off, so I knew how it descended, I knew how it worked, and I just knew if I fell forward, I was going to be caught and I would descend very, very slowly. But I couldn't step off like that. So eventually, I just stepped off like a boring, normal person. You know, went down the rope. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever taken a dive into a swimming pool? Have you ever jumped off a diving board, gone for a swim into a lake? It's the same feeling that I'm trying to capture here if you've ever done it. Maybe you're a really good swimmer, and maybe jumping off a diving board for you has never been a problem. Maybe you were a kid and jumped off and you never looked back. But for me, I remember being a kid, and I was terrified of diving into the water. It took me all summer actually the year I was trying to learn. It took me all summer to learn to get to the end of the board, to get down on my knees, to put my head like this and dive in, push off and go in. And every time I did, I'd try and go, I would just fall on my face, I'd land on my belly. I just could not figure out the mechanics of diving in head first. But I kept climbing up out of the pool and I would do it again and again and again and again. And eventually I did master it. Eventually I did figure out how to do the dive. And at first, I was doing this summer practice. After I did this, after I got the dive, I would go back and I became better and better and better at diving. So much so that by the next summer, I just went right to the pool and I dove in. I could do it. I never had a problem diving in. I dive off the side of the pool. I dive off the regular board. I dive off the high board at the town pool. Right? I just would start diving. I was enjoying doing that. And the point that I'm trying to make in telling you these stories is that it's scary. It's scary trusting to lead with your head, whether it's jumping off of a platform 25 feet in the air or taking a dive off a diving board or even off the side of a pool. It is scary for us to do that. What has been your experience? Have you ever had to trust and to leap and to step out into the unknown, all the while carrying fear, anxiety of some kind? With the experience of diving into the pool, I eventually overcame that fear. I eventually overcame it. I learned how to dive, how to have the correct form and have the confidence to jump and to dive off the board. And with the trees, I never got there. With the trees, I couldn't go there. Something would not allow me to do it. I couldn't find a way to dive off that platform. And yet this experience that I'm talking about here is what I want to talk to you about today. Our song for today is a song by an artist named Katie Nicole. And the title of the song is Have Your Way. Have Your Way. And through interviews and social media posts, Katie has expressed that this song is all about the peace that comes in complete surrender to Jesus. On her Instagram page, she said that she wrote this song as a reminder to lay down her control, acknowledging that when she tries to control her life, things don't go the way she wants. How about you? How are you with control? How do you deal with control? If there was a remote that controlled your life, would you have the remote? Or would you easily be able to hand that remote to God? And if you do have the remote, how are things going lately? Do you have peace? Are you happy? Are you rested? Katie wrote the song Have Your Way to remind herself how valuable and important it is to lay down our control and willingly give that control over to God. Because when you do that, you are at the most peace that you can have. So here now is Katie Nicole singing Have Your Way.
One thing.
How are you with control? If there was a remote that controlled your life, would you have that remote, or would you be wrestling it away from God every moment of the day? One of the things I love most about Katie Nicole as an artist is, yes, she's an artist, and yes, she's a singer, and she's making money for the songs that she's singing, and she's performing. But more than anything else, as you watch her, as you listen to her, Katie is singing a prayer. She's prayerful in that video. It is a heartfelt, it is a passionate, it is a personal prayer that she's bringing to the screen and to our ears. You can see it in the video. She's not just singing. She's worshiping Jesus. And the lyrics of this song, which you have in your program and in front of you, the lyrics are a prayer. I've crawled through the valley of the shadow of death, and somehow I've walked out alive. I've run from my father. I've run back again time after time after time. One thing I have found is I rise when I lay it down. This idea seems so contrary to the way we're wired. It sounds so contrary to the way we're wired. We think that we have to be in control. But peace, true peace, comes when we give over control to God. Not to anybody, to God. When we give him control of our lives. We truly do rise when we lay it down. This past week, I had lunch with a friend. And this friend of mine, through the course of our conversation, we got to talking about personal stuff, some intimate and personal things, and talking about our past. We talked about growing up together and our families of origin. And my friend didn't have an easy childhood. One of the things he shared with me is he confided that in his relationship with his stepmother, it can be strained at best and probably toxic at worst. And there was a point in my friend's life where he realized that somewhere in his 30s that he needed to forgive his stepmom because it was just not helping him live the life he wanted to live. And he didn't confront her about it. It's not like he went, knocked on her door and said, hey, we need to talk. He just had it within him. He said, I need to forgive her. And so he said to me, he said, Doug, to be perfectly honest, I continued to just love her. And she continued to be the same surly, sometimes verbally abusive, the same difficult woman that she had always been, but I forgave her. I made that decision and I forgave her. He let go of the pain of the past, and in that moment, he told me, he said, I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders once I made that decision. What a picture for us of what it looks like to rise when we lay it down. When we give to God our burdens, he says, I will accept them and I will replace them with a hope and a peace that you just cannot comprehend this side of heaven. Her lyrics go on, and she says, Lord, have your way in my heart and my soul, in my mind. Lord, have your way every time, because I know that your plans are better than mine. I lift up my hands, I fall on my knees, surrendering, I'll sing it. Lord, have your way in me. Katie's just like each and every one of us. She struggles with control. In the interviews that she did, Nicole said, sometimes in life I try to control things, but what I've started to realize is that when I give things fully to God, they go better than anything that I could have ever imagined. And this doesn't mean that everything goes according to plan. This doesn't mean that life works out the way we want it to. It doesn't mean that it's easy giving control over to God. I struggle with that. You probably struggle with it. Katie struggles with it. It just means that when we trust God, we are doing three things. We are, one, trusting in his goodness. We are trusting in his goodness. We are trusting, number two, in God's love for us. We trust his goodness. We trust his love for us. And then three, we trust that God knows what he's doing even if we can't see it. We are trusting the character of God. The bridge from this song, it actually comes to us from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, which you've all heard so many times before, because it's part of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Katie sings the song, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Jesus, you're all that I want. Jesus, you're more than enough. You're more than enough. My heart resonates with these words? Does your heart resonate with these words? God, I want to trust you. I want to trust in your goodness. I want to trust in your love for me. I want to trust that you know what you're doing, even if I can't see it. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. When I was at the adventure park, I wanted so much to step off that platform, 25 feet in the air, and just pretend I was an Army Ranger and go head down. I wanted to go 25 feet down, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It was not within me. And I think for me, this is a metaphor for me of what it's like when I don't trust Jesus. It's me holding on to control because I'm too scared to let go. I mean, that's what that was. But when I was younger, when I was at the town pool and I took the plunge and I jumped into off the diving board head first, not only did I do that once, but all summer long and the next summer and for many years thereafter, I kept doing it over and over and over and over and over again. I spent the summer jumping off every surface I could find that had water underneath it. And this is a metaphor for when I give God control and I trust in him. That summer that I did that, I rose to greater heights and I did things I never thought possible. All because I trusted and then kept trusting over and over and over as I made that dive. And the same is true of all of us, every single one of us. We all have a choice. Will we wrestle control of our lives out of God's hands, or will we trust him and enjoy the journey? Katie and Nicole's song is a prayer. It's a prayer that each of us can pray. Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. Lord, have your way every time, because I know that your plans are greater than mine. I lift up my hands. I fall on my knees. Surrendering, I'll sing it. Lord, have your way in me. May all of us learn how to trust Jesus more and give him control. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for Katie Nicole. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for her life. We pray, God, for her today, wherever she is, whatever she is doing. God, we pray your blessing upon her. We thank you for these words and for this prayer. And Lord, it truly is a gift for us to be able to share in this way. God, help us all to have the ability to trust you more, to give control over to you, to trust you, even in places where we cannot see how the end result will be. Lord, we pray for that today. We pray that today for us and for those that we love. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.